Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We want to get the latest from RJ Choppy, who is joining us now from 105.3 The Fan, getting ready to host his morning show in Dallas. So first of all, before we talk football, RJ, how are you guys doing? How's Dallas doing?
You know, I guess considering the circumstances, I guess Dallas is doing, you know, okay. I live on the Fort Worth side of town, and it's the numbers are not as, you know, grim as they are on the Dallas side, but my office is, you know, basically at the epicenter of everything. So,
Are you guys working from home?
My co-host is working from home. I'm at the studio. They want one of us in the studio, I guess. So I'm going in and, he's at home, but I'm really the only one in there. So trying to keep everybody as far apart as possible. But they, sure. I think it, basically every show of the day has one person in the studio.
Well, I campaigned, but my boss would not allow me. Well, my boss was okay with it, but the company sent me home. So I'm a little bit jealous. But I'm glad you guys are safe and you have a backup in case something goes wrong with the equipment. It's definitely weird and surreal times, as you say. And it's almost odd to be talking about football, and yet here we are, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners are anxious to find out what's going to happen with Dak Prescott. So we keep hearing that they're back at the negotiating table. What do you know, RJ?
You know, it's really not changed all that much from what we've been hearing the entire time. The money's always been there. Like, the money, they've not really haggled over money too much. I mean, couple million dollars here or there. It's mostly Dak wants a shorter term deal. He wants to be able to become a free agent 3 or 4 years down the road from now, when there's new TV money that's in the collective bargaining agreement, where maybe the salary cap takes a pretty big jump, and he wants to be able to take advantage of that. The Cowboys want to lock him in 5 years at minimum, and Dak wants no more than 4. And that right now is a sticking point. And, you know, they're actually, because there's, you know, the everything is on pause right now, there's not a whole lot of urgency. I mean, they don't know. Like, Dak's biggest leverage is, I'll just skip minicamp and OTAs. There's probably not going to be a minicamp and OTA to skip right now. So that's, his leverage is gone. And the Cowboys don't have this, you know, pressing desire to get things done because they don't know when the season's going to start.
When you think about the leverage here, who's got it? Like, which is it? Is the Cowboys wanting the 5 years? Is it Dak Prescott with the 4? Is Dak actually prepared to go through this season with the franchise tag?
I think he is. I think he is prepared to do that. He's going to get it. He knows that he's going to get, you know, a good chunk of change this year, and that, you know, if he's going to bet on himself again like he did last year, and if he gets a good, if it's another good season, that, you know, they'll tag him again maybe, and that franchise tag for next year goes closer to $40 million. So I think he is prepared. In terms of the leverage, that's a good question. I mean, you know, all the leverage that Dak had was, hey, it's a new system, it's a new coach, I'll just skip all the offseason workouts. Well, now he really can't do that because we don't know what the offseason workouts are going to be at all. We don't know if they're going to have a mini camp in July or June. You know, we don't know how the season's going to be. So a lot of this is unknown, and I don't know where the leverage really lies right now.
Glad you mentioned his season, because he had a career high with 30 touchdowns, a career high by far. He had never been over 4,000 yards passing, and he had 4,900 yards passing, a completion percentage of 65%. So a lot of the issues with the Cowboys weren't on the offensive side of the ball. And also those numbers got padded sometimes in games where it was already out of reach. But if you look at what the Cowboys have done overall, how would you grade, taking Dak out of the equation, how would you grade their free agency?
Probably a C+. You know, they lost Byron Jones, who was a very good player for them. They lost Robert Quinn. who was very good. They've lost Randall Cobb, who was, you know, pretty good for them. And they haven't really replaced any of those guys. You know, you really can't replace Byron Jones in an offseason when there's not another great corner out there. So that's all gonna come from the draft. So they've improved the interior of the defensive line, and they've improved the safety position, but they still have a couple of massive holes that were left by free agency at two premier defensive positions, and they just haven't filled them. They've got some better depth. They've spent money, but again, it's, you know, they re-signed Amari Cooper, but yeah, they lost a couple of key parts. And that's just something that they really weren't able to completely recover in free agency.
RJ Choppy of our Dallas affiliate, 105.3 The Fan, headed to studio for his morning show with Sean and RJ. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Glad you brought up Amari Cooper. How did you like the deal they gave to him?
Yeah, I think it's a good deal. I mean, you know, Amari's a good player. And, you know, he does, you know, around here we kind of joke around that you only get him for 8 games because he disappears on the road. You know, it's still a player that you got to sign. And, you know, I would have preferred, you know, because just based on looking at the draft class, my thought would have been, all right, sign Byron, sign Dak, let Amari walk and replace him with CeeDee Lamb or Ruggs or, you know, Judy if he's available. But, you know, they didn't go that route. They went with you really can't go wrong here. I mean, Amari Cooper's great. So I thought it was a good signing. It was one that they needed to do.
So in 8 games, to use your qualification, yeah, in 8 games, he had 1,189 yards, 119 targets, nearly 80 catches, and 9 touchdowns. That's not bad for 8 games of work.
That's not bad for 8 games. That's right. Yeah, I know. That's really not bad at all.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio with RJ Choppy. So I'm going to ask you the question we've been asking our listeners, and it's really not fair, so I'll just qualify. But it's a hypothetical, which means we don't ever have to deal with it. If you could only bring back one sport or one league following the pandemic, RJ, which would it be?
Oh, man, I'll go March Madness. That is that's my jam every year. It's my favorite tournament of the year, my favorite sporting event. That hit me hard. I was hit pretty hard by this. I'm a huge golf and college basketball fan. I lost the Masters, and oh man, that just killed me. Oh, but everybody's getting hurt by this. I mean, except for NFL fans. NFL fans really haven't been impacted by this yet.
Yet,
because I'll say that. But you know, if you're an NFL fan, you can still say, okay, look, I could deal with losing the NBA and in Major League Baseball, but I can't deal with losing the NFL. And I'm just the opposite. I'm like, man, college basketball and the Masters, those are the two things I look forward to every year the most.
Rites of spring, the rites of passage in spring. So I have to ask you, because I need to know if I'm the only one who's experiencing this with my family and friends. So I keep getting text messages every day. There's multiple texts or emails or calls. My goodness, what are you talking about with no sports going on? And I feel like I'm just going to start saying I'm talking about what I cooked for dinner last night, just to like give people what they're looking for. Because I'm so tired of answering the question. It actually hasn't been that bleak yet. I feel like there's been plenty going on to this point.
Yeah, I agree. I get the same questions every day. What are you talking about? And you know, it's like, you know, we're talking about sports or the coronavirus. I mean, that's what we talk about. You know, we talk about what's going on and what we had for dinner and what Netflix shows we're watching. We talked about Joe Exotic, Tiger King last week a little bit.
I refuse. You know, I refuse to watch it. I refuse.
It's amazing. It's so bad. It is. It's awful, but it's great at the same time. But yeah, you know, I don't think it's been that bad sports wise. There's always been content and, You know, there's football free agency, and you got the draft that's apparently not moving for some reason. And, you know, Major League Baseball comes out with a new mini collective bargaining agreement over the weekend, if you will. But it hasn't been that dry. I do expect it to get dry at some point and hate my life. But right now we're okay.
Well, when it comes to that, then we will get on the show together and we'll start exchanging Netflix and Amazon Prime recommendations. How about that?
It sounds good. If you haven't seen Jack Ryan, it's a great show on Amazon Prime.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into Downton Abbey yet, although I'm told it's fantastic.
Yes, very good. Absolutely. And also, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is also really good.
All right, hey.
So see, yeah. we could do this all day, plus movies, RJ. So there's plenty to do. All right, well, you be safe. You can follow RJ on Twitter at RJ Choppy, co-host of Sean and RJ on our Dallas affiliate weekday mornings and heading into the studio. We appreciate a couple of minutes. Thanks so much.
No problem, Amy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.